everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold.
This is my world.
Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson. It's now 7:01 a.m. in California. The weather was 100 and something degrees. Welcome to the show. We do interviews. I have interviewed many people over the last years, heads of state, entertainment people. Hey, queens from Africa. Yeah, I interviewed a queen from Africa. Yeah, judges, police officers, authors, musicians, filmmakers, and just the regular people that are great to talk to. We've been on the air for a long-ass time. Getting a little long in the tooth. I have a special guest coming in the studio and hope she makes it. Her name is Melissa Riddell. R-I-D-D-E-L-E. She'll be in talking about her new exciting book, Behind the Lyrics. I interviewed her before. She's my friend on Facebook. She's good people. I hope she does come in. Out of all these years since I've been doing the show, only maybe three people have not made it in for an interview, but they later rescheduled because the show is at powerful, that good. Not because of me, it's because of the guest and the morning crew, the best in the world. They move the show forward and keep me coming in. Well, the interview is a little late right now. This is what we call, and we're live radio, this is what we call uh-oh time. And I think Melissa will be in, right, Melissa Riddell will be in. And we also have a doubleheader. I mean, my God, this is really, I'm bringing you great entertainment today because in our second half of the show, we have Richard Rossi coming on. And he made a movie, and it was for consideration for Best Picture for Kanan Lan. I think he'll correct me if I'm mispronouncing that. He's coming on in the second half of the show around 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. And his movie is it's really good. We're going to talk about his movie, what it takes to make a movie. You know, you guys in the entertainment industry, you know, the actors from grip to sound to actors to producers to directors. It's a hard business to break through, hard business to make it. And when you do finish your project, then the work begins to get picked up, so on and so forth. You know the deal. Behind the scenes of movie making for Best Picture, Kanan Lan. But right now, this is uh-oh time. And let's see if Melissa will come into the studio. Because she's late. She's very late. She's late. I will have her head for this. So now I have to go to plan B to stall. That's what I do. I got to stall. I have to pretend that you guys don't know that I'm stalling, but I'm really stalling because I'm really good. You'll have no idea that I'm stalling, but I'm going to stall. It's just to show how hard it is to get into show business. And we're going to get into other stuff. We'll get into serious stuff, too. But we're going to talk about show business. And some of the serious stuff that we'll be talking about is they're passing these new anti-transgender laws. Now, I don't want to get into it right now, because the reason I don't is because it would hit some people's buttons. They might come into the studio to talk about it. And it will take away from music and movie time. So we're going to bypass that for right now until later on in the show. The interview will take 20 minutes if she ever makes it in the studio, because this is called Uh-Oh Time. Because I am stalling. Yes, I am. I'm stalling. Mr. Miles, what up, dude? What up?
What's going on?
Live on the air. Well, we have a guest, Melissa Redo, until she comes into the studio. If you look at the time, we have an hour for this segment. If she comes in, 20 minutes for the interview. And then the rest will be bullshit. But right now we're running late. And like I said, the second half of the show, we're going to end this show, the first half, in about an hour. Then we're going to come right back up at 8:30 for our executive producer, Mr. Richard Rossi. Will be here with his movie for your consideration for Best Movie of the Year. We'll be interviewing him I think he's an executive producer of this movie. So he starts at 8:30.
Well, what movie is that, Brian?
Well, I'm hoping I pronounce it. I hope I pronounce it correctly.
Just spell it. Not pronounce it.
Oh, really? I'm a radio host. He's going to say just spell it, right? This is my job. Like, no, don't even try. It's called C-A-N-A-A-N LAN. So it's like Canaan LAN, I think. C-A-N-A-A-N LAN. Canaan LAN, I think.
Probably Canaan LAN. But that was good, man. I'm proud of you.
Well,
I said I'm very proud of you.
For what? Oh, the...
Good pronouncing that. Am I correct?
Yeah. Thank you.
Brian, I'm sick as a mother loafer. I think I have COVID for the fifth time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just not funny, because I think the average person that... Really? How do you feel? What are your symptoms?
I feel like I mean, for people that have ever had mononucleosis, it's like 40%. Just fatigue. I just feel like I drank, a gallon of whiskey and did a couple of 8-balls and had a slice of pizza the last week. I just have no fun.
Right.
I slept all day. And every day I wake up, I'm hoping that it gets better, and it's just the same or worse. Like, this is day three now. 3 days ago, I was thinking, okay, I was just out in the sun too much, whatever, just pushing it too hard. And then I woke up yesterday, and I was like, no, this is the same shit. Like, I just hope it doesn't progressively, getting worse.
I hope not either. I hope not either, because it's not fun. You know, when we talk about vaccination, and I know I know all the theories, so I'm not going to go into it. When we talk about it.
No, it's okay. I'm still not going to get that shit, but.
We're all going to get it. We will have contact. This COVID thing is not going to go away. It'll be here for a while. And we're going to get it, depending on how you get it and how it affects your body. And, man, it's not fun. I think I had it, too. Before the vaccination. I mean, my symptoms, I think I had. I couldn't taste anything. I mean, when they say that you can't taste food, they're not – that's some serious shit. They're not joking. I couldn't. I would have to heavy – I mean, I'm talking heavy seasoned shit before I even get a little taste, I couldn't taste anything for, like, 3 or 4 days.
That's one other symptom I have, and that is – just my whole, besides feeling like just on the borderline of nauseous and like only being able to eat rice and like fruit and stuff,
right?
I feel like my mouth, just my whole mouth and all my taste buds and everything. That just it doesn't feel right. Like that's I'm just praying I don't wake up tomorrow and I can't taste anything because that can't be.
Yeah.
That could not have been a good feeling to you. Like when you can't taste, there's something wrong when you can't taste stuff.
Right.
Period. And,
I couldn't even taste pussy. It was like I had to season that shit.
Well,
what's
baby,
going
yeah,
on
you
here?
Have to go, you got to eat a rotten hooker's box up there.
You can't taste it.
Can't
there you
taste
go. What's
that,
going
huh?
on there?
Yeah.
That's Jesus. True. Wait a minute. I think our guest is here. Thank you for helping me stall, Mr. Miles. Let me see if I think
pleasure.
She's here. Let me see here. Texas. I think that might be her. Let me see. I'm not quite sure, but I got to give her the introduction. Hold on. Stay, Miles, stay with me for a minute. I'm just going to see if this is her. It's only going to be 2 minutes of dead air time, but miss me like I miss you. Hold on, because I don't want her to say anything.
Oh,
this
you.
Is her, because I
got
to give her proper in it. Yeah, go ahead and talk about, you know what I want you to talk about? How hard it is, seriously, to be a musician, an independent musician, and getting and writing shit and covering it and performing and trying to get your shit out there. I know you're an actor first, but you're also a musician, because we're going to talk about music today. But I want to make sure.
I'm actually
this
not
is her.
An actor first anymore. It's not that I love acting, but acting is kind of hard to do when you're, you know, unless you're doing a one man act on Broadway. Like you need other people to do stuff, and you don't really have a budget. And I don't know. I know people do, you know, crowdsourcing, but that never seems to work for me. And also, I don't really want to put out my synopsis or plot lines. I don't want my stuff out there for fear. Not only to keep it, you know, confidential so no one knows what happens in the storyline, but also I don't want to get ripped off because people can change the story, change a couple things, and they can just rip you off. And I have a lot of original ideas, but like I said, acting is definitely on the back burner. You know, I've auditioned for SNL.
Okay.
Again, to music, as far as music goes, you know.
We're gonna talk about it because our guest is here.
Go ahead, check
and
her.
I want to thank you.
All right, good.
I want to thank you for.
I'll enjoy the interview because I died.
Okay,
here.
I want to thank you for you know taking care of the helm and taking control of the ship, the mothership, as we call it, the motherfucker
you know,
ship.
You know I'm your, you know I'm.
You're
I'm
my
Dr.
boy,
Spock.
Yeah,
I'm Mr. Spock, man.
You are no, you're my Scotty. Scotty, I can't go any further, Captain. Push it, Scotty. Push it.
Brian, you can't pronounce anything without a quotient. What's wrong with
That's
you, Brian,
true.
You laddie?
That's true.
You're terrible.
That's true.
You're dyslexic.
I'm dyslexic, brother. You know, I opened the show with I have interviewed so many people, really. And
oh, yeah.
I have interviewed Melissa way back in the day, and she's one of my favorite. When you hear her voice, it's like an angel singing. Ah, but she has some things going on with her.
Not the bitch from Maine, right? That's a different.
No. Melissa Riddell, not the one.
Okay.
I don't even know that one from Maine anymore. That
I don't even know
that
is anymore.
Doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
So anyway, let me introduce my friend, my Facebook buddy, one of the talented ladies that I know. That graced the show of Brian Hammer Jackson, that when she's on, the ratings go high as much as coal is. And that's pretty high.
I don't know about that. Melissa, Brian, I'm going to mute myself so you can.
All right.
If you have it,
ladies and gentlemen,
questions are open, then.
You got it.
Go
ladies
ahead.
And gentlemen,
see you,
my friend, the talented Melissa Riddell, everybody. Here she is. Look at that. Look at the studio. Oh, calm down, you guys. Yeah, they're here for the coffee and a donut. Oh, but they love Melissa. Good morning. Oh, and I have to say something. You know, Melissa is not late. Somebody told her to come in at 7:15, and she's actually 3 minutes early. She's 3 minutes early. I just want to clear that up. It wasn't her fault. It was mine. I'm the somebody. Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too. Okay, here we go. I'm going to give you 20 minutes. We're going to get some good interviews here. Behind the Lyrics. This is your new book. Am I correct?
Yeah, this is one of my latest. It came out at the end of February, but it's been a good little book for me.
Tell me about the book.
Well, it actually started, the idea for it started, I was finishing up the last book of one of my sci-fi trilogy, and I was listening to Robert Plant's Tall Cool One, and then 29 Palms came on after that, and I started wondering, you know, who the lyrics were about as you listen to it. So, of course, I went on the trusty source of Google and Googled the heck out of it. And there were two different stories, one that he wrote it about Alana Miles when they toured together in, I think it was the late 80s or early 90s. And then someone in Wikipedia said, as a little side note, no, it's actually about a DJ out in the Arizona desert that he had the hots for. And so from there, the story, I had to write it. It's the fastest story I've ever written. Like, I wrote it in 13 days.
Wow. That is
it's fun.
You confuse me because I know you're an author, but you do a lot of things about music and everything. Am I correct? Because I read your posts sometimes. Are you like an 80s, 90s kind of music person?
I love just about any kind of music except for country. I hate country and Western. I grew up with that. I live in Texas, and that's all anybody listens to. I mean, seriously, I hate it.
Really? Wow.
I can't say I hate all country and Western. I like some of the older stuff, you know, that I grew up, that's not so nowadays, it doesn't sound like country. So.
Right.
But anyway,
I
listen to anything. Yeah.
It's like rock country.
It's like a
kind of
rock.
A different. It is, isn't it? But I kind of miss that twang, but it does sound a little bit more rock. Now, Melissa, let's talk about you. How many books have you written so far?
Let's see. Since we last spoke, I talked to you about The Descendant. That was my very first book. I've published 7 since then, so that's been about a year. I'm a really fast writer, what they call a prolific writer. So 3 more were published by my publisher, DLG Publishing Partners, and then I went out on my own in October, and I've self-published 4. And this is actually one of my self-published novels.
Now, Melissa, people don't understand. You know, it's funny. They don't understand behind the scenes of when somebody self-publish, and they don't understand how expensive it is for somebody to sell. So when Melissa promotes her book and she just self-publishing can take you into bankruptcy. I mean, you got to give her a little love. People don't think, oh, just another book. No.
Yes.
A little bit.
That's exactly right.
A little bit behind the scenes when you self-published that you had some of the hoops you had to jump through and the monies that went out just to get your book out there.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because self-published or indie authors sometimes get a bad rap because there are some who can't afford to hire an editor, who can't afford a really good cover, or, you know, they make their own. But the majority of indie publishers, we pay, I have a professional editor, I hire professional book covers, and this book, Behind the Lyrics, is actually in audio production. The actress Kira Omens narrated my last one, but this stuff adds up, and that's not even counting the money we spend for advertising, because I use Facebook ads and Amazon ads, and yeah, it can get really expensive, but to me, as a what's basically called a hybrid author, because I'm traditionally published and indie published, it's an investment, so, you know, it's worth it to me, but yes, it is, it's a very, I mean, when you self-publish, you absorb all those costs that the publisher would generally absorb. But I have a lot of freedom.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I mean, you could range anywhere from minimum $1,000 to, I've heard, $5,000 to just self-publish a book. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I
have a really good editor. So, you know, the cost on editing can be generally from, like, 4 cents a word to 10 cents a word. I have paid that whole spectrum. I've got a really good medium cost. She's really, really good. But you're editing, like, just say you want just a simple, you know, maybe a line edit. You know, basically just looking at sentence structure, grammar, making sure that, you know, the tenses match up. For, yeah, like a 50,000-word book, you know, you're talking probably around 300 to 400 at the minimum. And then your
right.
cover, you know, a good cover, like say if you buy a pre-made cover, a good one is generally going to range around $100 to $150.
Mm.
And, you know, so right there you can easily have, you know, $600. And then that's
sure.
not counting if you pay for ads. You know, Facebook ads aren't cheap. But,
right.
you know, the more you learn them, you know, you can eventually get those costs down. But, yeah, they're not cheap. It's definitely not cheap.
They're not cheap.
Publishing.
They're not cheap at all. Now, I can't wait for your next book about a black radio host that you fall in love with. Goes on a journey. Can't wait
hey,
for it.
Do you have access to my computer? Have you been looking through my files?
I've been looking there. I've been peeping. I'm a peeper. Your writing is great. And where do they find your books? Are you selling on Amazon right now? Is the book behind the lyrics, is it out on Amazon right now?
Yes, it is on Amazon. That's where the majority of all my books are at. I will be slowly going wide, which means they'll eventually be available on all platforms. But
right
now, Amazon is my major distributor.
Wow. I am so proud. Now, I don't know much about you. All I know is that you have a dark sense of humor, because some stuff that I post, you should not laugh at. It's like I see you laughing at it, and I go, I'm so ashamed, because I didn't know that you saw it. And I'm saying, uh-oh. But you got that dark sense of humor.
You know,
and
I really do. People don't expect it when they look at me. They're like, oh, she's like a sweet little Southern belle. I'm like, no,
right.
I have a really twisted sense of humor, and it's something
I've
always had.
Yeah, you got
probably
a very
my childhood.
I'm saying, no, Melissa, don't look. so tell me, I'm going to get into your personal life, and then we're going to get why you wrote the book. So you sound like you're 23. Nice.
You
sound like a Southern belle. You're welcome. Now, are you married with children, or are you a single lady being independent? Go ahead.
No, I'm married. I'm married. I have a daughter. Yeah, not much. I mean, not much to tell about me. I'm married, daughter, lived in Texas all my life. Love Texas.
You know, Melissa, I'm going to tell you a story about me. I was in the Army. That's right.
Huh.
Fighting for my country.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you for your service.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. And then later, I turned traitor and sold secrets, and they let me go. I'm only kidding.
Oh, God.
I know. I'm testing your sense of humor. See, this is what I should not laugh at. Stop it, Brian. I got a reputation. This is a serious interview, Brian.
Hey, it can't be too serious, otherwise it's not fun.
That's true. So tell me.
I mean, no one wants
so
to listen to a boring interview.
I know. I love having you. People from Texas. I have a relative that's going to move there. So tell me, where did you get the idea for writing this book? Where did it come from?
So it came from that song after I looked it up. And then last year was also my first year of participating in what's called NaNoWriMo, which is an acronym for National Novel Writing Month. So the goal of that is every November is for an author, they join with a whole bunch of others to write 50,000 words within a month. So it helps to kind of spur on authors who have a hard time maybe making or getting the, you know, motivation to write a novel. So I used
right.
that. I started November 1st and ended November 13th. And, you know, you said dark sense of humor. And I find that out of all my characters, this book is written from two different points of views, from the female and the male. And I find that Victor Farrow, he's the rock star in the book, his attitude is probably closest to mine, so probably a lot of me leaked out into him because he's really grumpy and jaded.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found it. Yeah. So, but he's a lot of fun, though.
Is he really?
Yeah,
I'm looking at your picture right now, and is your husband listening? Is he listening? Because he's a lucky guy.
No.
Oh, what's he doing?
He is working. He's working.
Good. Well, I wish he can hear it because I'm looking at your picture. You're a very attractive lady. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, look at you. How long have you been married?
A long time, put it that way.
Because you know what? You're really a hot piece of ass. You really are. You know that? We were single. Look at your, don't laugh at that, Melissa. You be careful. You are. Wow, look at you. Now, your daughter may be listening. Oh, my God, I'm going to traumatize your daughter.
They don't care.
That's right. Well, I'm going to send this to you. This is from my heart to you, okay? And I really mean it. Here you go.
What a piece of ass.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my
look
God.
At that.
I'm glad you can't see my face because it's probably like red as can be. Yes.
Wow. Well, here we go. Here's a little bit about you. Melissa hates talking about herself. It's funny, you're on the radio doing promos, but okay. Well, you hate talking about yourself in the third person, but I'm reading your bio. But she absolutely loves Brian the Hammer. Oh, I'm sorry. That's another line. Your husband's out there. You are.
I forgot to take that out.
Yeah, you did. That's on the editing floor. Thank you, Melissa. It's on the cutting room floor.
We're trying to keep it on the down low.
We are on the down low, aren't we? She goes, but she absolutely loves writing stories with flawed characters who must face their fears before finding a happily ever after. If you enjoy sassy heroine. Well, I did, but then I'm on methadone now. But it was heroin. Let's go. No, heroines. Like heroes. Oh, you druggies. You got a lot of fan. Hey, I like her, dude. Escaping to new worlds. Then you stop at the right place. There she is. She's a multi-romance author from a small western town. What town are you from in Texas? A small Texas town. What town are you from?
Outside of Abilene, which is out in West Texas. We're kind of on the border of the desert.
Wow, there's a lot of history there. A lot of gunfights in the West. She loves creating new characters in the worlds. Her writing career started as a hobby when she was younger, and only recently she began to take it seriously with her sci-fi romance trilogy. Yes, pick it up by... Now, our sci-fi romance trilogy was picked up by a publisher. You did leave your publisher. What was the reason why you left your publisher? Because independent authors, they just dream of a publisher. Why did you leave?
Well, I still am with them, and I know that, you know, if I were to offer anything, they would probably, you know, want it. But I really wanted that freedom because when you're,
right.
you know, some people don't understand, but when you sign a contract with a publisher, you are signing over your rights to that story, you know, for several years. So it really ties your hands, like, you know, for marketing, you know, like if you want to do certain things. Now, DLG is great. They've been great. I still own the rights to all my characters, to the worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So I can write, you know, whatever I want later on. But it's just, and plus you lose that creative control, you know.
Right.
They, you know, supply the editor. They supply the covers. Now they do. They're really good about, you know. They gave me the choice. They give me some choices, but I'm probably a bit of a control freak. So I really like being able to release it whenever I want. You know, choose whatever cover I want, and take the story in the direction I want. You know, because there are things, you know, with a traditional publisher that the editor may want the story to go a certain direction or,
right.
you know, change a little bit, and you might not. And so you have to compromise. And, you know, I really like having that total, absolute control.
Wow. That tells me what you're like in a bedroom. Wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah, reverse cowgirl, baby. Get down,
bitch. Oh, God. You know, I was wondering when you'd start. Yep.
I know. I'm trying to tone it down for 2021 and be a gentler hammer.
Oh, wow.
You could, yeah, this is me calm down. You should see why I'm riled up. Look at this. You know, not only that she's hot, and guys, you can just look at her picture and say, happy ending. Happy trails to you. But she's a great author. She's a great author. You can find her on Facebook. You can go under Mel, M-E-L. This is one word. M-E-L-C-R-I-D-D-E-L-L. That's it. That's how you can find her. Or you can find her on Twitter under the same thing. Go to M-E-L-C-R-I-D-D-E-L-L. You can go out. She's on Instagram. Under, Averella, A-V-E-R-E-L-A, what is that?
So that's an avatar name. I still game when I have time, but I used to be into online gaming big time, so that was one of my character names, so yeah, I kept that.
Oh, okay. And you can see her also on Goodreads, I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, Brian.
I know. Don't go to Goodreads because you will not find Melissa on Goodreads, but Goodreads.com.
Goodreads.
You will find her. Woo! Well, I'm hoping this has been an exciting interview as much for you as for me. Let me see. Here a little bit behind the book. I mean, we're talking to the great, and I could care whether I love her, Melissa Riddell, R-I-D-D-E-L-L, and a little bit about her book. And we're talking about the book Behind the Lyrics, and you have here subtitle and Enemies to Lovers, Rockstar Romance. I guess your main character is Angela Morales. Is that your main character?
She's the female lead. So the book starts in her point of view, and then every chapter alternates. So then Victor Farrow starts in the chapter two, and so it's an alternating point of view.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good. And it says, I came to Mesa Palms for a fresh start with my divorce. Needing the serenity and a calm of the desert, I spend my afternoons as a DJ rocking the city. It might not be the most glamorous job, but I love the no-frills life and answering only to my cat. Okay. Now, I like what you did to capture the male audience, because as soon as you put the cat in, every man is attracted to pussy. That's a good thing. It does.
Well, that wasn't quite the angle I was going for, but, you know,
oh, really?
I can see that from a male perspective, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's too late. I already bought three copies. Leave me alone. I interpret your book the way I want to. It's all about the money, lady. You are.
That's right. Whatever sells.
Whatever sells. That is until one day. It's always that one day, right? England's biggest god of new rock walks in like he owns the place. And my boss forces me to interview that arrogant jerk on air. The entire interview turns into a horrible disaster, but it gets even worse when, is it Victor, V-I-K-T-O-R, Victor?
Victor, mm-hmm.
He sets his sights on me. Yeah, Victor. He thinks he can seduce me with his bedroom's eyes, but I dealt with men like him before. I chew him up and spit him out so hard he'll land back in England where he belongs. Wow. And this is what Victor says. When I walk into a dumpy radio station, I'll admit I don't think much of it until I saw this little angel sitting in front of me and on the microphone with a snarky smile. Yeah, I made some terrible mistakes in my past, but it's been years and I cleaned up my act. No drugs, no alcohol, no messing around. Does Angela, the little demon sent to torture me? Believe it, that's a big, fat, bloody no. But I have a plan. I have a plan. Operation Angel Seducer. Once it's sprung, she'll be putty in my quite capable hands. After all, no woman has ever resisted the lead singer of Angry Gods. Da-da-da-dum. And that's part of that. How was that? I mean, that was a cold read.
That was really good.
I get a call back. Thank you. I'm willing to sleep with anybody so I can be part of the book. Just name it, point, and I will sleep with them. I got to be part of this book. Isn't this a great interview? God, I wish I was in it. I don't even know. So here comes the time where I shut up and where you sell and you get the audience and you get them into the book and give them a reason to buy Behind the Lyrics by Melissa Riddell. And it's all yours. You got 1 minute, Melissa. Give it to them.
All right. Well, Behind the Lyrics, as you noted, is an enemies to lovers romance. So if readers love that enemies to lovers trope, and if they love a lot of humor, and if they love flawed characters who have to journey through difficult times to get their happily after, then they should definitely read this book. It's been my bestseller so far. It actually reached number one on Amazon last month. So almost everyone has loved it, so I hope they give it a chance. And they can. And for any of my other books, you can look at melissariddell.com to check out everything.
Wow. You did that well. And, again, can you go over your social media where people can reach you and say hello and get a copy? And do you have an autographed copy? Some of the independent authors are now saying, if you order a book through me, I would give you an autographed copy of the book. Or this is how you can, you know, you could do your thing. But your social media, Facebook, how do they reach you, and Twitter, and so on and so.
So they can find me on Facebook at Mel C. Riddell. And that's R-I-D-D-E-L-L. Same thing with Twitter. Instagram, excuse me, sorry, at Averella, A-V-E-R-E-L-A. I'm on TikTok at Mel C. Riddell. Like I said, the easiest way is melissariddell.com to find me on social media and to find my books. I don't have any signed copies available yet, but if there is demand, I'm definitely able to do that.
Good. Well, you know what I'm doing, Melissa, is that I know I haven't had much time with my group, The Influencers, but I'm asking authors, great authors and musicians like yourself, if you have any free giveaways. If you have any free giveaways, let me know, because on my my influencer page, every Friday I'm going to give people a free giveaway. You know, this helps promote the author, helps promote the publisher. The audience get a free gift, and they can generate more of an audience, and they will enjoy it. So let me know. Hit me up on Facebook. You know, you and I talk in private, that if you have a giveaway, and I will promote that, and well as the author herself. How's that?
Awesome. I will definitely send you a message then.
Thank you. Thank you. I have to bribe you so you can talk to me. I like you. Our interview's
You're
over.
You're a mess.
I am.
Well, thank
but I'm
you
a
so
hot
much.
Mess. Yeah.
You're a hot mess. Yes, you are.
I am
thank
a hot
so
mess, baby.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And I enjoyed having you. Call me, Kay. I did. I enjoyed having you. And you got a lucky man there, man. How old is your daughter again? 10?
You know, you're always trying to get my age, and a lady does not tell her age.
I know. I would never ask a lady her age. So how old are you? I'm only kidding.
Exactly.
Oh, you laugh at my stuff. I know your dark side. I know your dark side. And it is cute.
Yep.
She is a lady, everybody.
Well,
She's beautiful. Texas, American grown. Buy American.
Yep.
Buy her book. Support her. Texas, baby. All right, Melissa, thank you so much for calling in and being early. Thank you so much for being early.
And
if I could be of any service to you, you're welcome. All right, knock them out, kiddo. Thank you for coming in. I'm off the page, so I'm trying to stall so I can get back in the studio so I can give you applause before you leave. Melissa, I do what do you call these things, requests, songs requests? Is there a song that you would love for me to play you out with and things like that?
You know, since the book is actually based on 29 Palms by Robert Plant, we could maybe do that one.
29.
That's what the whole book is about. 29
really?
Palms. I think it's the number 29 instead of spelled out.
Okay. I'll play that song for you. 20. I don't know if she has enough time. Only a couple. If she has enough time, you have to ask her.
Just two.
Would you like to take some questions, Melissa?
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead, Cole.
So, hey Melissa, it's Miles. I just wanted to ask you the editing process. Two things. The editing process. Do you ever? Does someone ever edit something and you feel like you have to stick with the original version sometimes? Is there any collaboration on the editor, or you feel like you just hand it over and they're a pro and you're happy with what they do for the most part?
That actually happens. excuse me, with my publisher, with my sci-fi trilogy, especially in the third, you know, the editor asked if they basically wanted me to take a different direction from one area that the character went. And at first I kind of balked at it, but then they laid out the reasoning from a reader's perspective and plus to help build that character. So I ended up going with what they said. But in the second book, there was a certain area. And if I feel really strongly that a character wouldn't do something or would, I put my foot down. And when I put my foot down, they backed off. But, you know, you have the hard part of that is you have to take out the personal part of it, and you have to step back and look at it from a business and a reader perspective. Because sometimes, you know, as a writer, we kind of have an ego, and we're like, no, you know, I don't want to do that with my character. But then when you step back and take a look at the big picture, you're like, you know what, that would make the story better. As painful as it is, they're right, and I do need to change that. But there are times when you have to put your foot down, too.
Cool. And then the second question was about Plant, Robert Plant, and him and Jimmy Page weren't the nicest guys to women, and with the drugs and everything. And I love their music, but for me, they're kind of like Rush. I can only take so much of Plant, and then Jet, you know, like the Stones, the singing. It's about the music.
Uh-huh.
But as far as the storyline goes, is that actually, is that truth? This is it based upon a true story about him having the hots for the DJ? And where was that? Where does this take place again? I didn't catch that.
So,
what city or town?
That I wrote, you know, is inspired by that actual song and the story behind it. And Victor Farrow is somewhat inspired, you know, by Robert Plant. But I did not take any truth and add it into the book, if you know what I mean. Like, Victor is your typical rock star. He did Womanize, you know, and he did abuse drugs and stuff. But that's just part of the story. It's, you know, it's definitely not a biography of Robert Plant or anything by him.
Right.
No.
Right.
So I just based it on that actual song. But it does have some little, you know, Easter eggs. Like
innuendos.
There's a Led Zeppelin song duet.
Right. Innuendo.
Good question.
Yeah.
Good questions.
Yeah.
Good questions.
Well,
hey, thanks. Cool. 29 Robert Plant. Thank you. Robert Plant, 29
yeah.
Palms. That's where you
Brian,
took the story
boy,
from.
By the way. You're lucky your
what
husband
did I
doesn't,
do?
Didn't listen. Well, you're just a little, you know, you're a little sexual there, and I think
me?
It's good that her husband.
I don't think I said one thing sexual in this interview. I was a good boy.
You stated.
You got a dirty mind,
you.
Yeah, you got a dirty, you naughty, naughty, naughty. You got a dirty.
We'll find out when your husband hears it in archives. You know, you'll see if you get a message or not.
All right. 29 Palms is from Robert Plant. This is where you got your idea, your storyline, and here it is right here, right? 29 Palms. And,
yep, perfect.
I'm going to play you out on that one, so please listen to this song. Again, Melissa, it is an honor. You have a great sense of humor. You put up with me. I mean, this delicate flower that's so beautiful and so shy, and she kind of, you know, hides her laughter when I post. But thank you for taking all the rubbing and the ribbing. You're good people.
It's fun. Well, thank you.
Oh,
thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And here it is, Robert Plant, 29 Palms. Thank you, Melissa. I will send you out with applause, and I will play the song. And get the book, everybody. Support the independent authors. I mean, they work hard. They put all their money into it as investment. But the work, and I know at least Melissa Riddell's work, is superior, and it's so good. And it'll hook you. Take a chance on that. And as I wave off, if I wave to Melissa, she can't wait to get out of studio because – I'm looking out the door. She's getting in her car. Goodbye, Melissa. Hope you had a good time. Yeah. Melissa, would you? Oh, Melissa. Well, there you go. Can't wait to get the hell out of here.
She's gone.
Who would think? My God, she had a muscle car too. All right, I'm gonna play you out here. I just gotta give you your applause before you go. Everybody, the best author. Look for her on the list, the New York's best-selling list, Melissa Riddell. That's who she is. Support her.
Take care,
and
Melissa.
We're going to sing her out there. Thank you, Melissa. And
bye.
Here we go, folks. Bye.
Thank you.
49 Palms, the inspiration for Melissa and her book. Don't forget to get the book. Support. You can tell she has a great sense of humor. She puts up with me. She is such a doll. And she is, you know, very, very sweet. The name of her book, again, is called Behind the Lyrics. 29 Palms, the California. If I remember 29 Palms, I think it's towards Oceanside, California, by the Marine Base in the desert. So I'm thinking he may be talking about that. There you go. We have Miles in the studio. We got 8 minutes left. We have a doubleheader show today. So what's going to happen is after 7 minutes, we're going to go off the air, but we're going to return at 8:30, and we're going to be interviewing a great executive producer. He has a movie coming out, or it may be out. We'll be promoting the movie. I'll be asking him questions behind the scenes. I think he has some of his lead actresses may be coming on, and we'll be able to talk to them. So it'll be an interesting interview. If you're interested in getting into show business and you want to ask some questions, and I forgot to give the number for Melissa, damn it. But, you know, some of you would-be actresses out there or actors out there, you want the inside scoop. This is a good time to ask somebody who just completed this movie. The number you may want to keep is 319-527-6099. That's 319-527-6099. Keep that number because at 8:30, within, I guess, 40 minutes, we'll be coming back in the air and we'll be interviewing Mr. Rossi, Richard Rossi, and his new movie. Okay.
You're taking a half hour mm-hmm. break, Brian?
Yeah.
I guess you got to make an omelet and scrub your balls in the shower or something.
Well, I may scrub my balls. I may not have enough time, and I might just do the show with dirty balls.
What about the omelet?
The omelet, I'll have to crack some eggs. And what I'm going to be doing, if you want to know what I'll be doing in the downtime, is I'm going to have a nice little breakfast, pancakes, bacon, my egg over easy, having a cup of coffee, get ready for the interview, do a little behind-the-scenes work of that. But I don't want to talk about his interview right now. That's what's coming up at 8:30
right.
Because it's still Melissa Riddell's time. And she is really one lovely lady, man, and she puts up with me. I really like her. I really adore her. But she's also a very talented, talented writer, as you can tell. Can't get any more American
interview.
Than Texas. Hmm?
I said that was a good interview.
Oh, thank you. No, you had some good questions there, Miles. Your questions are damn good, buddy. After the interview with the second interview with Richard Rossi, we are going to touch on some topics that we do on the show. There's been a lot of laws that are just passing just recently about anti-transgender. We're going to talk about the legislation that are just people just voted on. Man, this is
uh-huh.
really a battle. We'll be talking about that. And Ohio, congratulations, Ohio. You got your first lesbian sheriff, Ohio. Look at you, Ohio. I see you. Ohio's first lesbian sheriff on her rocky journey to becoming a proud and fearless. Now, there's a good, interesting story because I think she was a deputy at one time, and the sheriff hated homosexuals. So he fired her when he found out that she was a lesbian. So she started to run for office, and she ran against him, and she won and got his ass out of there. So congratulations, Ohio. You know, it's funny because times are changing. Ohio's is a very Republican and conservative state, and they're voting for a lesbian sheriff. Things are changing, man. Don't tell me things are not changing. They are changing. I don't know how much time I have on this, but the copy reads like this. You're talking about Pride Month and blah, blah, blah. And Charmaine McGuffey, what a name. She wanted to be a police officer since she was a teen in Cincinnati in the early 70s. It was tough. Women were not even allowed to be in uniform. They were not allowed to be in uniform. In 1970, women were not allowed to be uniformed officers in the 70s. Eventually, that barrier fell, and McGuffey joined the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office in 83. Over 3 decades of service, she received numerous commendations, including being promoted to the major being promoted to major in command of jail and court services, making her the highest-ranking woman in department history. But McGruffy said even as she rose through the ranks, she was subject to harassment and humiliation for speaking out against excessive force and because of her sexual orientation. Yeah, see? Yeah. Well, the first clue is when everybody was having lunch, she was eating fish. Eh. Well, here we go.
Brian, one health tip I want to let you know and everybody know out there, and it probably will go one ear and out the other, but did you know that eating as little as 2.5 eggs a week raises your chance for prostate cancer by 85%?
Right. I heard
85%.
That. Right.
So yes, I mean, you said you're having a egg. You should have
two eggs over easy. That's what I do.
So
I eat like
it,
I make love.
Do it once a week. I'll do it as much as I can.
I am an egg eater.
You don't need your dick anyway.
I don't need it at all. I got personality. Who needs dick when you got personality?
Well, I'm just saying you've already blown out millions of loads, so it's no big deal if you can't use it.
Are you kidding me? I'm running on it. My balls are like flat tires. Hello, Latia.
Okay.
On the road. Hi, baby. We're coming. We're going to go off the air, and we're going to go off in the air in 2 minutes. But we're coming back on at 8:30 because we have another interview. But the interview will last 20 minutes, and then we're going to talk with our hot topics, and we're going to talk about you, Latia, and what's happening with Latia. What does she want to do? And we had a chance to talk with her lovely mother, I think, 2 weeks ago. And you think your mom's in love with me yet? Or do we need more time and more interview for that to happen?
Probably more time.
Damn it. Okay. Then I'm going to have to smooth talk through my interview so your mom could at least pray for me, because I know she's a God-fearing woman. I know she's got
me. I'm praying for you, Brian. Yeah, I don't know. Praying.
Oh, man.
Okay, like the Led Zeppelin song, When the Levee Breaks, crying won't help you, praying won't do you no good.
That's right. I do want Latia's mom at my deathbed because I can look into her loving eyes and know that she'll give a good word to the Lord above that, Lord, please, he know not what he knows. Let him in. And maybe the
he knows
Lord
not what he did.
His mom. Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, listen,
so we'll be back
Brian,
on the air.
You keep
we're
saying
going
Pacific. I know you're going off the air, but you keep saying Pacific time. So, that folks, that's if you want to call back in, that's 319-527-6099. That's 8:30 Pacific. That's
right.
9:30 Arizona
Central.
Time. I don't know what that's called. Central. No, Central. That's Central would be 10:30, and New York City East Coast would be 11:30.
11:30, New York City.
Yeah. That's right.
Hi, Latia.
I think it'll be 10:30 for me. I'm in Georgia.
You're in Georgia? So
yeah.
I'll be back on the air at 11:30 your time.
No, 10:30. I think she's an hour. Are you an hour?
She said Georgia. She said Georgia.
Yeah, but Georgia's east, isn't it?
Georgia's
are you near
east,
Atlanta?
Georgia's east coast.
Unless
Georgia's east coast.
Yeah, east coast. Yeah.
They're east coast. So it would be 11. Hi, Latia.
You need to know your time.
Oh, Latia. Well, I'm going to go. Hey, Latia, you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to go in a shower, Latia, and I'm going to suds myself up. I'm going to be sudsy. Yeah, that'll be my nickname.
I told him to scrub his balls after his pancakes and over-easy eggs.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I will keep him clean. That's true. I don't want anybody to talk about me when I'm at my funeral. Going, you know that son of a bitch. All right, kids. I'm out.
See you in a half
until,
hour. Brew Baker.
Let me see. 8. When am I going to be back on? Oh, I'll be on in half an hour. I'll be on in 29 minutes. And we have a director coming on. It's going to talk about movies. You like movies, Latia?
Go eat your pancakes and your.
Yeah,
and your,
I got to go.
All that shit.
All right, guys.
Wait, you're going to be on the morning, or are you going to be on that nighttime? Because you said something about 8 something.
No, I'll be on in the morning. I'll be on in a half an hour from now. So it'll still be in the morning.
So it's 11:01 where I'm at.
Right. I
will
right,
be back on 11:30.
At 11:30.
Okay.
In about 20
okay.
minutes, I'll be back on the air.
I was like, whoa, okay.
No, no, because we're going to find out all about you, Derry.
They'll be asleep at that time tonight.
They're not going to be asleep. Oh, at nighttime you're talking? No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Brian goes to bed. Brian goes to bed at 8 o'clock at night.
Right. No, I don't sleep at all. You could see me working at 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning. I see King on the air, I mean on the air on Facebook. I hardly sleep. But no, everybody, just to clear it up, in 20...
Sometimes he just survives.
I know, huh? So I will be on in 20 more minutes from now, a.m.
We got
20
minutes. Go eat your pancakes.
No, 11... Wait, 8...
It's 11:02.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's 11:02.
11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. See you guys in 20 minutes, everybody. And thanks for coming in. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and I'm going to go eat my eggs. Ciao.
For me.
Later.